Up the middle to the front court comes Max, scoops at the sky. Clark steps off the wing, beats Daly. Left lane line with a shot fake. Bounces it out to Kobe Johnson back in there for the Bruins. Brings it back out to Sky Clark. Clark throws it right side. Mack, baseline right, pushed it up and in. Mack with his first points, and the lead is four for Wisconsin. 26-22, the Badgers. Three-quarters pressure from UCLA. McGee with a pass to Tanjay across half court. Goes to Carter Gilmore. 6:42 left in the half. Four-point lead, Wisconsin. Winter to Klesman. Snaps off a three. Left side bangs off the iron. No good. The rebound is to Sky Clark of UCLA. Clark sets the offense. Gets it to Mara. Hands off to Clark again. Sends it to Mack left wing. And to Mara in the paint. Turns up left hand. It dances in for a dime. Mara. And it's 26-24 Wisconsin. 16:15 left in the first half. Or 6:15 rather left in the first half. Nolan Winter up top. He'll throw to Gilmore. Finds Kamari McGee on the right side. Kobe Johnson is on him. Bounce pass to Gilmore, right of the lane. Turns baseline, now retreats. Kills the dribble, slips it in to Nolan Winter, out to Klesman, and his tough pass tapped by Winter. Shot clock at three. McGee lets it fly off the rim. No good for the left side. Rebound Sebastian Mack. Here comes UCLA. Clark to the front court. Took a look, and now he'll retreat out near half court. Badgers up two with 5:38 left of the half. Clark steps back, leans in, pushed up an air ball caught underneath by Max Klesman.
He was trying to catch a foul.
Yes, he was, and he did not do so. Here's McGee on the left side. McGee against Mack. Off the left wing, left of the lane, jump stop. Kicks it out to Gilmore for three, left corner, got it. Gilmore from Kamari McGee, 29-24 Wisconsin. 5:13 left in the first half. Boy, when Mick Cronin barks, those guys, he's like 10 feet on the floor.
There's no question.
Here's Sebastian Mack left of the circle. High screen Mara. The heads from Winter. A throw to Mara. He's open. One pump, and he sends it in with the left hand. Adai Mara with four off the bench for UCLA. 29-26 Wisconsin. 4:48 left till halftime. Gilmore bounces to Winter right of the circle. A flip to McGee on the right side. Kamari slaloms through traffic. Baseline right, and he ran
just
out of room.
Too much. Yeah, over-penetrated in that possession.
Seven turnovers for Wisconsin now. Steven Crowell will come in for Winter. Marcus Silver in for Gilmore. Blackwell subs in for Max Klesman. Pretty much a line change here. Jack Janicki will check in to replace Kamari McGee.
And Wisconsin's last couple possessions offensively has relied on a lot of threes. Still would like to try to break that paint and get the three. That's where Carter Gilmore got that last three, was from the paint out to him.
14 of the 21 shots Wisconsin has taken have been threes. Badgers 7 of 14 from distance. Three-point lead for the Badgers. Here's Mara, top of the circle, scoops to Kobe Johnson. Pull up right elbow, jumper short, rebound, tapped around. Gathered by Daly, a reset for UCLA. Sebastian Mack, 4:10 left in the half, 29-26 Wisconsin. Mack, the left-hand dribble, illegal screen on Adai Mara. That'll be his first. Mara getting the explanation. Say, what did I do? He got the explanation. And being the polite sophomore, he says, yes, sir. And he'll let Mick Cronin do the dirty work.
Bingo. And that's what he's doing.
4:05 left in the half. 29-26 Wisconsin. Blackwell out front for the Badgers. He'll throw to Marcus Silver. Getting some first half minutes here tonight. Throws it into Crowell. Right of the lane. Backing on Mara. Still backing out to Marcus for three. Straight on. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Sky Claw. Clark, he'll let it fly for three. Good, and we're tied. Second three of the half for Clark, and we're tied at 29. 3:33 left of the break. John Tanjay against Kobe Johnson, and staggering back is Johnson. Tanjay left wide open, and he buries another three, this time from the left wing.
He's been huge. Whew.
Crowd wanted the push-off, didn't get it. 32-29 Wisconsin, 3:15 left in the half. Clark gets a high screen from Daly, picked up by Ilver now. Clark Throwing to Kobe Johnson on the right side. Jack Janicki defends. A throw back out to Clark near the center circle. 10 on the shot clock. Sky Clark shakes, steps back, lets it go for three. Missed it. Rebound tip. Mara has it low on the right. Up, missed, but a foul. And they'll send a die Mara to the free throw line. But first, we'll have the under four media timeout. For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune in to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. SiriusXM is the home of your favorite team and conference, including live games plus interviews and analysis. So cheer along with the SiriusXM app. Listen to your favorite team anywhere. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 2:56 left in the first half. Wisconsin 32, UCLA 29. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Quick check of the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Minnesota leads Iowa 40-31, about 3.5 minutes gone in the second half. And how about this one from Mackey Arena? Ohio State 73, Purdue 70.
From where?
Mackey Arena.
That had to be. That could be a Mackey. 26-game home winning streak snapped.
Yeah, that's a huge one. Huge,
I mean, that's an impressive win by Ohio State.
It really is. Badgers lead UCLA 32-29 with 2 minutes and 56 seconds left in the first half. They got the foul on Stephen Crowell right before that media timeout. Adai Mara.
Mara's brought some good energy for UCLA. He really has.
Averages about 4.3 a game. He'll go to the foul line here where he is 15 of 25 for the season. That's in the modest statistics, 4.3 and 3.2 rebounds. But again, he plays 9 minutes and change. A 7'3 sophomore from Spain. And he steps to the free throw line looking for his fifth point, and he'll have it. 32-30, Wisconsin.
And if you're Wisconsin offensively, yes, you've taken a lot of threes. It's kind of what UCLA has given you. You knew they're going to collapse. Just continue to be patient, though, offensively.
Second free throw is too long, no good. Rebound secured by John Blackwell. Up the floor for the Badgers. A throw to Marcus Silver out high as Daly defends. Silver gives it up to Klesman. Angles to the right. Sends it out to Ilver. Now it's John Tanjay trying to take it off the wing. And Kobe Johnson reaching in for the foul. That's just the fourth on UCLA. The first on Kobe Johnson. Carter Gilmore in for Ilver. Tyler Bilodeau coming in for Adai Mara, who gets a nice hand.
He did some really good things. It really turned that game. I thought Wisconsin had a chance to maybe extend that lead, but he brought that energy UCLA needed.
5 points and a rebound out there for a few minutes. Here's John Tanjay at the top of the circle. Tanjay against Johnson. Tanjay trying to drive by him, and Kobe Johnson's just picked up another one. Two fouls in a hurry. Assessed to the 6'6 senior out of Milwaukee, Kobe Johnson.
Well, even though he didn't score against USC, what John Tanjay's done in this game so far, he's been aggressive. He's been measured when he's wanted to drive. Just been really smart in all the decisions, and that's what you have with an experienced player.
Blackwell will inbound baseline right with 2:36 left in the half. 32-30 Wisconsin. Tanjay slipped, went to the floor. Blackwell finds Crowell near the right corner, being hounded by Daly. And Crowell slips it out of there to Klusman. He is with Dylan Andrews. A bounce to Crowell again. Daly being as aggressive as he can, and too much so there, trying to knock it free, but reached in is called for the foul. That'll be his first. So now the Bruins starting to rack up those fouls.
Well, they are, but it was a foul.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, and it's not because I'm a homer and I'm calling him bad. Like, he hit him from behind. It was a foul.
Inbounds pass Crowell out through John Blackwell, high on the right. 2:22 left in the half. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. A throw to Carter Gilmore. Rotate to the Tanjay. Left of the circle. Lets it go for three. Yes, sir. Five threes in the first half for John Tanjay. 35-30 Wisconsin with 2:08 left till halftime.
That last shot was ridiculous, too. It really was.
That's one of those that he misses.
Wow.
Going, boy, what a bad shot.
Yep.
Here's Dylan Andrews out high. He'll scoop it to Sebastian Mack. Feeds Tyler Bilodeau. Rotates to the Clark on the left side around a Bilodeau screen. A feed to Daly high on the right. Hands off Andrews. Andrews picked up by Tanjay. A bounce to Bilodeau. Left of the lane. Out to Andrews. Five to shoot. Andrews a pass knocked away. Klusman. Mack is there with two to shoot. Mack lets it go for three. It's off the rim short. Rebound to UCLA and Eric Daly. One pump up over Gilmore. Off the back of the rim. No good. Tanjay the rebound. 35-30 Wisconsin with 90 seconds left in the first half. Here's Tanjay to the line, down the lane, to the rim, scoops it up. No, but a foul. John Tanjay doing all of his scoring outside the arc. This time a strong take, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Have yourself a half. I mean, have yourself a half. Absolutely. What a response. I use the word measured, right? Like, just
yes.
It's been the right play. That last three even that we say was just ridiculous. But understood that the UCLA defender gave him enough space to be able to raise up and shoot it. You're feeling it? Like, that's the smart play. This time, shot fake, drives. As I say that, he misses a free throw, which he never does.
Yeah.
But just understanding what that defense is going to do.
Second foul on Eric Daly, and John Tanjay, 93.5% at the foul line coming into the game, missing the first. That was the first foul shot of the night for a Badger. Second attempt for Tanjay is on the way, and that's good. 36-30, Wisconsin with 1:27 left in the first half. And here comes Dylan Andrews for UCLA against Blackwell. Mara back in there for the Bruins. Andrews into Mara, 10-footer in the paint is good. Adai Mara with 7 off the bench for the Bruins. 36-32 Wisconsin, 1:08 left till halftime. Blackwell to the front court left side against Sky Clark. A throw to Crowell between the circles. He'll flip to Klesman to the right wing. Back to Crowell, low on the right to the rim. Layup good. First points for Stevie tonight.
It's a simple up screen too.
38-32 Wisconsin. We have 50 seconds left in the half. Dylan Andrews, a little spin dribble, right elbow. Finds Bilodeau, top of the circle, refeeds Andrews into Mara. Can't control the pass, taken away by Blackwell. John up the middle front court. He'll throw it to Tanjay. Off the left wing is Tanjay. Feeds Crowell, open three, right of the circle, book it. Steven Crowell with 5 quick ones. 41-32 Wisconsin, 30 seconds left in the half.
What a way to end this half. Now get one more stop.
Shot clock is off. Dylan Andrews walks it up for UCLA. Down to 20 seconds left in the half, 41-32 Wisconsin. Sebastian Mack with a glance over to his head coach. Takes it to the center circle, 12 seconds left, and then Klesman reaching in and fouling. The Badgers have a couple to give, and there's one of them. Klesman with his first foul. Jack Janicki's going to check back in. That's team foul number 5. So still one more to give for Wisconsin, 12 seconds left in the half. 41-32 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass backcourt to Mack down to 10 seconds. Mack left sideline of the front court. Spin move by Janicki, and then Jack fouls him just before the shot.
Oh, he called it an intentional.
Oh.
No. No.
Oh, Greg Gard not happy. Yeah, they are. They're going to get Janicki for that.
And he wanted the first one. You knew what he was trying to do.
That's a little in, yeah.
That's the thing. He's got to call the first one.
Yeah, that's exactly what Greg is saying. In fact, you may have picked it up on our mic there.
But it was, yeah. Though, right? Like,
So Sebastian Mack will go to the free throw line, a 73% shooter, 7.2 seconds left in the half, and the first free throw is good. 41-33, Wisconsin. Mack with one more free throw coming. He has 3 points so far tonight. At 22 in their game against North Carolina, averages about 10 a game. Second free throw is good. 7.2 left in the half. And UCLA will keep the possession.
This isn't
here.
A timeout either. Yeah. You know, tough couple of seconds there.
Yeah, it was. Opportunity here for the Bruins. Down seven with 7.2 left in the half. Andrews throws it into Bilodeau. Mid-range jumper, right side, good. With 3 seconds left in the half with two. Gilmore gets it into Klesman, and the three-quarter score shot is too late. So some bad luck there for Wisconsin, and UCLA is able to pay it off. But Greg Gard's team will still go into the locker room with the lead.
But good first half, though.
It was, yes.
Good first half.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Wisconsin 41, UCLA 36. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
At the half, Wisconsin leads UCLA 41-36. The Badgers shooting 58% from the field, overcame a flurry of early turnovers. Wisconsin 10 of 18 from the three-point line. UCLA getting a couple of free throws and a bucket. What was a nine-point lead is now five for the Badgers. At the half, 41-36, Wisconsin leads UCLA. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from Nolan Winter coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation. We'll hear from a pair of Badgers in these next few minutes. We'll check in with freshman Jack Robison shortly. Right now, we hear from Carter Gilmore, the Badgers senior. Think about how college basketball has changed. Yeah, there's the portal, there's NIL, but there's also the way the Badgers are playing the game, the evolution of this offense. It's been really interesting and beneficial for all concerned with this Badgers program.
Obviously, Wisconsin's always kind of prided itself of getting good shots, getting the ball inside, utilizing the post. And while we still do want to do all that stuff, the coaches have done a great job analyzing the analytics, seeing kind of where the game is trending towards. And that's something I've given the coaches an immense amount of credit for. I know it's not always easy when something's worked so well, so long here regarding the basketball program. We've been really successful, and it's easy to just kind of get complacent and stay with that and maybe tweak little things here or there. But this year I've seen the coaches just done an amazing job bringing in the new coaching staff, player development, and Greg Steensma, and really just getting the threes and at the rim buckets. And I think they've done an amazing job emphasizing that with us and us players taking that and running with it.
We'll have more of our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance as we check in with freshman Jack Robison. He's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt from Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill. complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
For someone who's been around the league a long time, going to the various arenas can be a little bit old hat, although Pauley Pavilion is a little bit different for all of us. But for Jack Robinson, it's all different for he and his fellow freshmen, and maybe a lot of other newcomers on this team as well via the transfer portal. But he's enjoying taking it all in, getting on the floor when he can, but he has certainly taken notice of the environments at the college level.
Definitely. And I grew up in Minnesota, so watching Big Ten basketball, like, that was every night. It was on. So seeing these places in person now and, you know, being in the environment has been awesome. Just coming back from the rack at Rutgers, that was cool. At Marquette was awesome. You know, good environment. And then the Kohl Center's been great, too, with Arizona. You know, all these games we've had here, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're talking with Xavier Amos about that because he'd want going from Northern Illinois to here and just the magnitude of the games. That Arizona game is one that probably is going to stick out for quite a while.
Yeah.
Obviously, for the obvious reasons, winning the game, scoring 100+, but just what this place is capable of being.
For sure. Yeah, I just remember from that game the Final Four teams coming out of the locker room area and just having goosebumps for the 15 minutes straight. It was awesome.
That's Jack Robinson, and that is our halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
41-36, Wisconsin leads UCLA at the half. Checking out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 15 of 26 from the field, 10 of 18 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the foul line. The Bruins 14 of 32 for the floor, about 44%, 5 of 14 from deep. UCLA is a 33% shooting team from long range, 30% in Big Ten play, 3 out of 4 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 3 on the glass. Points in the paint, 12-10 in favor of UCLA. The Badgers with 15 buckets have 10 assists, 7 turnovers, 11 dimes on 14 buckets for UCLA, and 3 turnovers for the Bruins. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. John Tanjay with 16 leading the way for the Badgers. Tyler Bilodeau has 10 to pace the Bruins. At the half, Wisconsin 41, UCLA 36. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Well, I mentioned the Badgers had 10 three-point makes in the first half. 10th time that has happened where they've hit double digits in a half. They had 12 in the second half against Iowa. I mentioned before the game, Butchie, the threes will be there. And they were going to take their more than their fair share here. High clip, 10 out of 18.
Well, I think that's really important, obviously, and John Tanjay, 5 of 5 from 3, that helps as well, absolutely. So I think understanding, though, you still – how to get to 3 is the most important thing, right? Like break the paint, kick it out, that's when you're going to get your ability to shoot as many 3s as you want. Defensively, though, I thought for a while they got lost at times, reeled it in, got lost. I think the way that end of that half ended there with a 4-point situation there by UCLA. How's Wisconsin respond to that right now?
Yeah, UCLA got the intentional on Jack Janicki. Sebastian Mack hitting a couple free throws, and then they get a little mid-range jumper. So UCLA ended with a little bit of a spurt. But the Badgers lead 41-36 as we get ready for the second half. Badgers will have the first possession and will be moving to our right. Original starting five on the floor for Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Max Klusman, who hands off to John Blackwell. We're underway in the second half at Pauley Pavilion. Here's Nolan Winter between the arcs. He'll throw to Tanjay high on the right into Crowell right of the key. Right of the key. Bilodeau defense, single coverage. Backing is Crowell. Goes up right hand around the rim and in.
Good finish. Good patience.
Get Crowell involved right out of the gate here in the second half. 43-36 Wisconsin. UCLA moving to our left. Eric Daly, left of the lane. Throws to Kobe Johnson. Flips to Bilodeau at the top of the circle. Bilodeau hands to Dylan Andrews, high on the right. He'll feed Johnson. Turns it to Sky Clark, left wing. 10 on the shot clock. Clark gets a screen from Daly. Winter on the switch. Step back three. Sky Clark is good from left of the circle. The third three of the night for Clark. 43-39. Wisconsin still in the opening minute of the second half. Blackwell across half court. Clark getting into him. A throw to Winter outside left. He'll give it up to Klesman. Crowell the screen. Max will use it. A hedge from Bilodeau and a foul is called. They'll get Tyler Bilodeau, and that'll be his first foul.
But just understand that UCLA and that ball screen action is going to be ultra big in hedging that. Drag that big just like Max did there.
Tanjay sideline right. Front court will inbound. It into John Blackwell. A minute 10 gone. Second half. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. Crowell out hot against Bilodeau. Bouncy slipped it in there to Tanjay. Baseline right against Kobe Johnson. The double from Bilodeau. Out to Crowell. Rotates Klesman. Bounces Blackwell. Left corner three on the way. It's off the rim. No good. And they'll get Crowell for the foul. Trying to tap it back to Blackwell. They get Stevie for his second foul.
I'm fine with Steve going for that. He had Sky Clark underneath him, so it's one of those where you're trying to get after it.
Minute 30 gone by, second half, 43-39 UCLA. Wisconsin leading UCLA. Bruins basketball. Bilodeau throws to Andrews outside right. Andrews directing some traffic as Tanjay will check it. A pass for Kobe Johnson. Turns to Clark on the left side. Clark bounces the Bilodeau, faces up, jab step, mid-range, baseline left jump is good over crowd. Bilodeau with 10, and UCLA is within two. 43-41, Wisconsin, 2 minutes gone, second half. Tanjay high on the right. As Kobe Johnson went down, Tanjay has some room. Now tries to split two defenders. He had Bilodeau and Daly both there. And they'll get the foul on Bilodeau. That'll be his second. All became possible when Kobe Johnson lost his footing, went to the floor, and then John went to work. Baseline right, Blackwell will inbound. Blackwell looks, still looks, and he'll throw it in off of Bilodeau. Not much was there. They were trying to slip it into Winter. Bilodeau kicks it out of bounds. 43-41, Wisconsin, 2:03 into the second half. Blackwell lobs it into Crowell, right wing. Crowell, one dribble. Looking for help, knocked away, turnover. It's loose. Bilodeau comes up with it, and a turnover for Wisconsin. That's eight of them for the Badgers tonight. Dylan Andrews on the left wing. Klesman checking him. Andrews left side. Carter Gilmore ready to come back in for Wisconsin. Bilodeau out to Clark. Stamps off a three left of the circle. It's off the rim. No good. The rebound to Crowell. Ahead it goes to John Blackwell racing up the floor. Blackwell left lane line. And a bump. They play on. Blackwell throws it up. Missed, but a foul. Clark was trying to get the charge. No sale. And the foul is called. They're going to get, I think, Eric Daly. That's going to be his third. John Blackwell will go to the free throw line.
And that's where John Blackwell just playing through the contact. There's no charge there. John's spinning, and he keep playing and playing and playing, and good things happen.
First free throw for Blackwell will hit off the rim and through as Carter Gilmore comes in for Crowell. 44-41 Wisconsin.
Man, I really like the way that this group just keeps plugging along. Mm-hmm. Like they're not worried about a call that might not go their way. They just keep playing through it. And on the road, that's what you have to do. I mean, when you look at this, think about it. Power 6 versus Power 6. Road win percentage. Saw this today. Only 36% of the teams win on the road. Like, it's extremely hard to win on the road. You have to have composure like Wisconsin has had.
Second free throw for Blackwell. No good. Kobe Johnson the rebound. And Dimara back in there for the Bruins. 44-41 Wisconsin after the split of the free throws. 2:45 gone by second half. Wisconsin in the lead. Dylan Andrews dribbling to the free throw line. Turns it out to Johnson. Inside to Bilodeau. Left of the lane. A jab step. Jabs again with Tanjay checking him. Bilodeau's trying to back. Shot clock down to six. Bilodeau turns up right hand. Good. Well, he stayed patient, didn't he?
He did. And it's the footwork. I mean, it was jab, jab to get what he wanted.
44-43 Wisconsin. Tanjay gets doubled and throws it away. Turnover Wisconsin. Johnson down the lane to the rim. Layup missed it. Sky Clark the rebound for UCLA and brings it back out front. 16:40 remaining. 44-43 Wisconsin. Dylan Andrews outside left. Pounds the dribble. Tanjay defends. And now Gilmore gets him. A throw out to Bilodeau. Tries a three. Left side. Off the iron. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Blackwell secures for Wisconsin. Missed opportunity for UCLA. Long pass Blackwell to Tanjay. Goes inside. Nice pass. Nice catch. Winter now gets doubled in trouble and lost it out of bounds. Another Wisconsin turnover. They started the first half that way, and they have been loose with it early in the second.
And realistically, the thought was there. It was a good thought. John Tanjay with the pass to Nolan Winter. However, it was pretty good transition defense by UCLA. Like, they just swarmed the paint.
Amari McGee in there for Tanjay. Badgers up one, 16-10 remaining. Clark out high, off Amara's screen to the left wing, throwing to Mara. Shot fake, backing, turns up and under, slam dunk. A Dimara with 9 off the bench for UCLA. And the Bruins take the lead again, 45-44. 4:10 gone by second half. Kamari McGee in there for Wisconsin. He'll throw to Nolan Winter. Rotates to Klesman. Bounces Gilmore up top. Whips it to Blackwell for three. Right side. It's off the rim. No good. Dylan Andrews the rebound. Andrews up the floor for the Bruins. He'll hit the brakes outside left. 4.5 minutes gone second half. Andrews isolated on Gilmore. A throw to Mara. Top of the circle. Mara with a pass fake inside. Out to Kobe Johnson. Johnson right wing, sends it back to Mara. Hands off to Johnson around the Mara screen to the line. Runner in the lane, left hand. Back rim no good. Got his own rebound, throws it back up and in. First points for Kobe Johnson, 47-44 UCLA. 15-10 remaining in Los Angeles. Olin Winter puts it on the deck against Mara, and he gets fouled. So Winter there off the bounce draws the contact as we'll have the under 16 media timeout. 6-point run for UCLA. We'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15:06 remaining. UCLA 47, Wisconsin 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC, a little 6-point run for UCLA now as the Bruins lead Wisconsin 47-44 with 15:06 remaining.
Well, this half, they've only had 3 shot attempts, Wisconsin. Right, the rest of it's been turnovers. They didn't get to the free throw line, but you have to take care of that basketball. If you do it, like the way that UCLA guards, you're going to have good looks, but you got to get a shot up.
Yep, 3 shot attempts, 3 turnovers. And Kamari McGee inbounding with the 7-3. Adai Mara in his face. Inbounds pass to Gilmore. Hands it back to Kamari. Flips to Klesman at the top. Kobe Johnson out on a ball. Knocked loose, but Crow was there. Out to McGee. Right side 3 is way off the mark. Wide left. And Blackwell gets the rebound, and he gets fouled. There's a shot that was so bad it was good.
That was a pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
That percentage is too good for Kamari to say that was a shot. That was a pass. Yeah. Hey, statistician down there. That was a pass.
All night long.
I'm trying. Come on. I'm trying to help you there.
There's a 56% shooter for 3 we're talking about. Sky Clark called for the foul, his 2nd. John Blackwell shoots 2, and he is good with the 1st.
But sometimes, realistically, that air ball was probably the best result. Because
yes.
When you have an air ball like that, it's very tough to defense a rebound that. The offense has the advantage. That's where John was able to get that possession.
And they got their 2 points on the possession as Blackwell hits both throws. 47-46 UCLA. 14:50 remaining. Andrews out high. Hands off to Sky Clark. Angles left. Feeds Kobe Johnson. Throws to Morrow. Rotates Andrews right side. A hedge of the screen from Crow. Now picked up by Blackwell. Inside Morrow. Low on the left. Up and in. And a foul is called over Carter Gilmore. Boy. Adai Mara, have yourself a night.
He is. He is. Now, part of that is defensively, Carter's got to come over. He was there. However, you have to at least fight a little bit of that top side so you just don't see that big 15 by Mara so that they see a hand and they don't want to throw that direct pass down the lane line.
He has 11 points. Missed the free throw. Carter Gilmore, who was called for the foul, gets the rebound. 49-46 UCLA with 14 and a half minutes remaining. Here's Klesman on the right side against Kobe Johnson. Now Bilodeau picks him up as well. A pass to Crow, feeding McGee on the left side. Kamari swings it to Gilmore, top of the circle. Right-hand toss, Blackwell. Blackwell throws to Crow, refeeds Blackwell. Gets a bump from Gilmore, turning the corner. Blackwell through the lane, out the max. Flips a three, left pocket, book it. Max Klesman's second triple. We're tied at 49 with 14:05 remaining.
But that's breaking the paint, right? Where did John get to? The paint collapsed. There's your three.
Dylan Andrews at the center circle for UCLA. Mara the high screen. Andrews will use it. Left of the lane. Crowd picks him up. Andrews probing. Inside Mara. Low on the right. Another dunk. They cannot stop a dime. Mara, who now has 13 points, three shy of his career high. Here's Blackwell going to the goal, shot blocked inside, and it's out of bounds to Wisconsin.
And getting to the paint is still good. Even though that shot is blocked, that you're still doing what you want to do.
Dai Mara has put some juice in this crowd for UCLA. Inbounds pass to Crow. Crow on the right wing. He'll throw it to Blackwell. 51-49 UCLA with 13 and a half minutes remaining. Carter Gilmore feeding Crow at the top of the circle. Crow darts it to Gilmore, high on the left. Shot clock at five. Here's Gilmore out to Blackwell. Three to shoot, two to shoot. Blackwell drives the lane to the rim, goes up, no, but a foul. As Blackwell goes crashing into the cheerleaders, and John Blackwell will head to the free throw line.
Well, Mara just grabbed the jersey there. If he doesn't grab the jersey, I don't think it's a foul, but that's just understanding. John could have settled for a long three there, but understanding to still put the head down, put pressure at the rim, like just a really good basketball play, man.
And they got that third foul on a dime Mara. Here's Blackwell back at the foul line, and he is good with the first free throw.
And I think putting Mara in that pick and roll situation is a good thing.
Yes.
He's 7'4", he's a big guy. Make him move the feet.
13-18 remaining. Tanjay back in for Wisconsin. Blackwell drains both free throws. And we're tied at 51. Dylan Andrews up the floor for UCLA. High screen, Bilodeau. Andrews left of the lane, long two in the air, is good. Andrews with 7, 53-51 UCLA with 13 minutes to play. Kamari McGee behind the back on the dribble. He'll hear it the rest of the night. Will McGee, after that air ball, throw into Crow, left of the lane. Crow backing on Mara. They got three fouls on him. The double from Bilodeau. Open three. Carter Gilmore. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound grab by Mara. One and out for Wisconsin. Here's Dylan Andrews up the left sideline for the Bruins. Tanjay defends with 12:38 to play. Mara with a flip to Kobe Johnson. He'll send it into Sky Clark, out to Mara, right of the lane, single coverage Crow. Mara goes up right hand, good.
Yeah, he's feeling it too. I mean, it's
15.
You got your hands full now, that's all.
His career high is 16. That was in November against Lehigh. 55-51, Gilmore flashing, finds Tanjay right corner. Out to Blackwell, open three, good for the right side. The extra pass,
but it broke the paint first.
Yep.
Broke the paint, swing to the corner, one more extra pass.
55-54 UCLA with 12 minutes remaining. Andrews up top, Mara the screen. Andrews using it in the lane, goes up left hand. No, but a foul, Carter Gilmore. Boy, Gilly, a little shove there too, it looked like, but they let that go, at least for the moment. We'll have the under 12 media timeout. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built for tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. And now, before we...
Nick Cronin and John Blackwell getting after each other.
Yeah, there was... And then Kamari McGee was getting in there. And the technicals have been signaled here. We'll sort it all out. As things are heating up a little bit here in L.A. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 11:56 remaining. UCLA 55, Wisconsin 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see say for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
So right now is a Class A technical against John Blackwell, Class A technical against Colby Johnson. That's the first one. Then they're reviewing the foul right now by Carter Gilmore.
Okay, got yeah.
And all that within there was Mick Cronin, who was doing a lot of talking as well. Nothing there.
Okay.
The 2A between the two players.
A live look, it looked like Carter shoved after the whistle. And the official's still sorting it out. There was a lot of jawing there going into the immediate timeout. Dylan Andrews was driving, got fouled by Gilmore. And actually, and looking at the replay, it doesn't look.
It looked worse, but it does really. Not.
I don't think there's. I really don't think there's anything there.
Matter of
there.
Fact,
might have been the other way around.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, Dylan Andrews was going.
He grabbed Gilmore.
I guess you could probably argue he was trying to break his fall. I guess, but the officials sorting this out. It was getting a little heated there. Probably not the worst thing to have an extended break as the officials get this sorted out.
That's a great way of putting that one. Yes, yes.
We have 11 minutes and 56 seconds remaining. It's UCLA 55, Wisconsin 54. Bruins have made their last five shots. Adai Mara has been the star for UCLA. 15 points for him here so far tonight. It's just a third time where he has hit double digits this season, talking about the 7'3 sophomore that the Badgers have not had an answer for. So the official went into the microphone that we can't tap into here on this feed. So we'll see if the public address announcer can
help us
fill
out
in the blanks.
I think this is just, I mean, really.
So again, Class A techs on Colby Johnson and John Blackwell. Here. And that's where it's going to end.
Yeah.
With the dueling techs there with John Blackwell and Kobe Johnson. Kobe Johnson would face Wisconsin a couple years ago in the Bahamas when he was a USC Trojan at 8 points in that game, a game that Wisconsin won. So we get it all sorted out as Dylan Andrews will go to the free throw line, and he hasn't been there much at all. 3 of 5 on the season, averages 7.5 points per game, and he has 7 points here tonight. He shoots 2, and the first free throw is good. So a lengthy review, but you can say they got it right. See, that's where replay helps you there, because on live look, it looked worse than it was.
And the replay calmed things down a little bit as well.
Second free throw, no good. Tanjay the rebound. So after all that, a split at the foul line for Dylan Andrews. 56-54 UCLA, 11:48 remaining. Tanjay against Kobe Johnson out between the circles.
Too much dribbling right now.
Yeah, there is. Kind of moving around to the left wing. Bounces to Blackwell. Left of the lane, Blackwell against Sky Clark. John curling low on the right. Out there, Kamari McGee snaps off a three. Yes, sir! Kamari McGee with his first points tonight. 57-56 Wisconsin with 11:25 remaining. Dylan Andrews out high. Xavier Amos in for Wisconsin now, guarding Andrews. A bounce to Bilodeau, right of the lane. Faces up on Nolan Winter, moving in. Right to the left block. Bilodeau, left shoulder turn. Now pumps, goes up left hand, miss, but a foul. They'll get Nolan Winter. And that'll be the first on Winter, and Tyler Bilodeau will go to the free throw line.
Now, that possession for Wisconsin, a little bit too spread. I know there's shooters and everyone, but there's no way a guy should be able to dribble the ball from one side underneath the paint, come back around. Like, Nolan, there's not much Nolan can do by that long,
yep.
Right? Like, that's really tough guard. That's where the dig's got to be there. That's where the guard's got to show a little more.
Bilodeau hits the first free throw. He's a 71% free throw shooter. We're tied at 57 with 11:09 remaining. Bilodeau averages 14.5 points per game. Good with the first free throw. Eyes the rim. Second free throw. Straight through. And UCLA leads 58-57. The Bruins picking up in the backcourt. Blackwell against Sky Clark. Blackwell up the floor. UCLA trying to heat up the sophomore guard. Now releasing a bit. Blackwell across half court. Along the left sideline. Badgers start their offense. Nolan Winter. With Bilodeau defending, Nolan gives off to Tanjay. Tanjay, right of the lane, stops at the block. Out to Nolan, open three right side. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. I'll say last touch by Xavier Amos. UCLA ball. Bruins up one with 10:45 remaining.
And I know everyone's, here at UCLA wants a charge on that last play, but you're not. That ball's gone.
Yep.
It's gone.
Wisconsin 13 of 26 from the three-point line tonight. Dylan Andrews up the floor. High screen, Eric Daly. Pick and pop. Daly catching, shooting a three, and it thuds off the right side iron. No good. Rebound McGee ahead to Blackwell. Blackwell to the top of the circle. Blackwell right of the lane. Cuts through the paint. Now to the left corner. Kills the dribble. A throw to McGee. Knocked away, and it went off of Clark, then off of McGee. And out of bounds. Another Wisconsin turnover. That's 12 of them.
And whether that was or not, right? Like, tough where we're at to see if that was. It looked like it might have gone off UCLA and stayed with Wisconsin. Either way, when you put yourself in that situation, you're giving yourself the opportunity of the call going against you.
Sebastian Mack in for Andrews. Badgers 5 on the floor. McGee along with Klesmet, Tanjay, Winter, and Amos. 58-57 UCLA with 10:15 remaining. Clark outside left against Kamari McGee. A bounce for Sebastian Mack. He's against Klesmet. Max with a bump. They play on right lane line up and in. Sebastian Mack, he has 6. Not going to get that.
No.
10 minutes to play. 60-57 UCLA. Here's McGee driving on Clark in the lane. Runs it up off the glass and rim. No good. Tipped up Winter. No. Rebound to Eric Daly.
That's what pressure defense forces you to do. Kamari didn't need to drive that and shoot it. Drive and kick.
Mack backing on Klesmet. Turns up right hand. Good. Oh, Sebastian Mack getting assertive. 62-57 UCLA. 9:38 remaining. Here's Xavier Amos and a whistle and a foul called on Kobe Johnson. Was trying to get it. Trying to get the charge. Didn't get that. And check it. I think it's Badgers are in the bonus here. It's on Eric Daly. Yeah. That's his fourth. 9:35 to play. 62-57 UCLA. Adai Mara checking back in for the Bruins. Xavier Amos at the line.
Getting there with 9:35 left to the bonus.
First free throw bounces in for X, who is now 15 of 19 this season at the foul line. Yeah, check
it's
that.
Huge.
Yeah, with 9:35 to play. Circle that. 18 fouls on the Bruins. Second free throw for Amos is good. And Badgers chipping away, 62-59 at UCLA with 9.5 minutes to play. Sebastian Mack, high screen, Mara. Mack right of the lane, out to Mara. Hands off Sky Clark. Turns it to Mack right side, puts it on the deck. Baseline right. Klesman trying to get into him. Shot clock at 10. Mack in the lane, one pump, whistle, and they'll get Klesman for the foul. That'll be number 6 on Wisconsin and the 2nd on Max.
And he kind of knew that call was coming because Mick Grohn was really working for that call.
So both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Inbounds pass, Kobe Johnson off the Mara screen. Right elbow covered up by Crowell. A feed to Bilodeau. He'll flip it to Mack. Back to the foul line. The jumper over Amos, short. Rebound, Mara in the lane. And it's good to be 7-3 as he just held the ball up over the smaller Badgers, and the foul is called inside.
And now both teams will be in the bonus. Next foul for Wisconsin. They're in it now. UCLA's in it now. Two free throws now.
Valentanje, his first. 1-1 coming up from Adai Mara, who is 1-2 at the foul line. 15 points for him so far tonight. 62-59 the Bruins with 9:02 to play.
UCLA only a 69% free throw shooting team.
His free throw is good for Mara. He has 16, matching his career high, the 7-3 sophomore. 16 points and 3 rebounds. He is 7